Okay. Test. When you pour the mayim rishonim on your hand, one thing I wanted to mention in Chet, which I didn't have a chance to mention, that's what I wanted to go over, was that it talks about the fact that if you touch something, like a wall or whatever, with tummy hands, it's going to tummy the water, and then you touch that water. So the problem which the Shulchan Aruch mentions about touching the cup. Because of that, the Achronim say, the minhag for Ashkenazim is to do, instead of in the morning, to alternate hands, as you do one, because then you're just holding the cup. You don't go ahead and pour water on Mayim Rishonim, wasn't enough, and you touch the cup, then it's the time of the water, and you go back and forth. So that's when the minhag developed, to go ahead and just do twice on each hand, in order so you don't end up making this handle tamei.
Not
the Negevos, no. It's only for the Suda. That's for the minhag. Sfaradim still do alternate, but they have also they do three and whatever. But Ashkenazim, the minhag is only to do two. So the minhag came out to be do two and two. If you did it the other way, you also find me. You just have to check that you didn't touch the cup and the time of the cup. You have to dry it off. But this was the solution that the place can figure out. Fine. Test. You have to be sure you don't have a sun, which is not a chatzitza because it doesn't really stick. But however, if it was on there and the water didn't go onto your hand and went on top of onto the stick or piece of the stone or whatever. Oh, shum devar acher she'im mayim matarim el mayim shagabe hayad. The gzera was the mayim is matarim mayim on the hand. Lo amayim sh'al hatzvor. Im shayfich revi'is vayim ka'achas al yadoi. And if you pour a revis, it's like tvila, you don't have to worry about it. Everything is fine. Mishesh lo makeh biyadav v'ritia alahel. Let's say you have a cut or you have a splint, a broken hand, things like that, and you have a cast on or anything else. Da'i lo sheyitol shar hayad. You don't have to do tvila sedayim on that part. Now the thing with the band-aid, like I said, you don't have to take a band-aid off if you're in pain. Just the issue is that you have to be sure that that part is not considered nuttal. So maybe you should just cover it, something like that. If you can't take the band-aid off, or you can't take whatever, so then it's okay. You can have it on, but al chaponi could be you should just cover it, or just you don't use that finger. Better to cover it probably. Neitzlim mayim rishonim bein agave kli bein agave karka. You can pour netilas yadayim. Unlike by negelvaser, you can pour netilas yadayim on the floor. It's not sakana. You can pour it whatever. It's not like negelvaser. There's no water, right? There's no water. Berichol kiyosem in arba milim olachar of meal. So the question is, what is this shear? Again, by tefillah, the same shear. But if we're talking about someone who's walking, someone who's traveling or riding, whatever, so then it's a shear of traveling arba milim olachar of meal. They say if a person's driving a car, the post can say it's the shear of Zman, so therefore a person's driving forward 72 minutes, and backwards is 18 minutes to get to water for washing. And that's what he has to do. There's machlokes about someone sitting in his house, if he has no water, how far does he have to go? Rosh Hashanah says Pashat, it's like you have to go Arba Milim. But other places keep arguing on that and say no, it's just like a meal. I guess maybe the question is that it could be that we want to eat. I guess the shaila is how far, how much of a chiyuv it is for you to go wash and not wash and whatever. Tefillah is a chiyuv, so by tefillah might be different because sitting in the house, if we're a minyan, the question is how. How far, is that considered melachora? How much of a chiyuv? Could be eating, you want to wash. Could be, if the gomor, I'm not sure. Akopanim, the girsa here is itol, but it really should be in the Rambam, the girsa is tol, yada v'mape. A person should wrap his hands in a cloth, eichel pas odava shetibula b'mashke or something else, or ocha ade kaf. Or the Rama says, no, you can use a spoon. Now, all the poskim pemale basically say to Tomeya on the Rama, where does this come from? We'll see. I'll just read the next sif for a second. So meichel acher ein tzarich natil siyadayim ve'eichel tzarich natil siyadayim. Someone who's machil acher, someone who feeds other people, they don't need natil siyadayim. You know, they're touching the bread. Ve'eichel tzarich natil siyadayim. Someone who's eating needs natil siyadayim. Avo b'sha'acher acher noisei nesoch piv. Even if someone, he's not touching it, he's lying there, he can't do anything, he's putting food in his mouth. Someone using a fork, someone uses a fork, right? Also, we'll get to that in a second. So going back to the Ramah, you know, obviously it's Bechogis Haber Ramah, but the Bechor of the Ramah is very iffy. What's the Kaf? How does that help? The question is if you don't have any water, what do you do? Is no water for, you know, a long way away, and you can't, and you're driving, and here, okay, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to have a stretch of 72 minutes without a place to, at least probably to find a shul, some place to have water to wash. It's usually not some nogea. Maybe, I don't even down to a lot, so I don't know about that. You know, and you have stretches in America. You have places, there are stretches of, you know, of open land where you could take, you know, to find, you can't have a rest stop or a gas station. It's a chiddush, but okay, depends where and what. Achopanim, what do you do if you can't get water or like a chora or whatever? So then it says you should wrap your hands in a mappa. Now the thing is that Mishabur points out, stafka wrapping your hands, not wrapping up a sandwich, because he points out, it's a, he points out the story is that it's in bakum until siyadayim. Until siyadayim is you're supposed to, you know, your hands should be covered with something. You wash, if you can't wash your hands, you have to cover your hands because you can't wash. The problem is not the bread. The problem is you. You have to have the until siyadayim for a suda. So that's why it says by someone who doesn't even touch his food, he's lying there. Someone else touches, you know, is feeding him. He has to wash his hands, even if he's not touching. It's nothing to do with touching the bread. It has to do with, there's a din of the tefillah siyadayim for the suda. That's what the chaimer goes there. So therefore, if he can't wash, he should wrap his hands. He should wrap his hands also because he might come to touch, and it's very easy to end up touching and stuff or whatever. However, what my says is if you have, you know, discussing, you know, thinking it through, person it could be that they used to have, you know, to wrap a sandwich up, they used to have like a cloth, put the bread in the sandwich. Now if you have a plastic bag, it's a little bit different because that's much more, you know, you're not going to end up touching it. However, I would suggest if the person only has a bag and nothing else, is maybe like curl the bag around his hands, you know, around his fingertips. So then the kilu, it's kilu, he's, you know, it's covering his hands, and then eat like that. Instead of holding it and trying to stick your mouth into the bag, it's better to go ahead and to, because it's a problem. If the sandwich is exposed and you're just holding it, that's a problem. That would be a problem because you might end up touching it and whatever. So either you have to wrap it around your hands or you have to stick your face in the bag a little bit. I would, you know, suggest, you know, folding it over a bit and putting it on around your hands. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch finishes. Rama finishes this base. Also, the hachel bishul notol yadav bishum lifnei iver l'sitei mikshol. It's also to feed someone who didn't nitzil sidaim. A guy is sick in bed. He didn't nitzil sidaim. Should wash him nitzil sidaim. If he didn't or doesn't want to, or he's doesn't want to wash, it's also to go ahead and to feed him, right? Because of that lifnei iver. To go ahead and to put it on the table in front of him. The guy's not inviting someone over or whatever, someone doesn't wash. So then that's not lifnei iver, because it depends. If the guy has no food and you put it down in front of him and he's not going to wash, so that may be. I mean, that may be misaya. The Rambam says there's no such thing as misaya. It's a machlokes about whether such a thing is misaya. I'll call upon him. It's not lifnei iver. Lifnei iver is only if you put it into his mouth. Or he has no other food otherwise. But if you just put it down on the table and he takes it, and you don't, and you have misyaches, like a Shabbos food, you invite someone over, a kiruv, whatever, you just put it down on the table, and he's not up to the point of washing. So then, you know, the chorot, that would be okay at this point in the Prima Gaudi, it's not misyaches, and especially if you don't even like put it in front of him, you just put it down, that the chorot would be okay. Kusamach Dalad. Nozul Adam Yadav Shacharis, Masna Elayim Kol Yom. Person, let's say a person gets up in the morning, he knows he's not going to be able to travel, he knows he's not going to get water on the train, the bus, whatever. So he washes Negavasar and has Das, this is, and he's going to keep his hands clean and he's going to eat later. Kol Yom, Nafilu Shalom Shasatchach, Drul Chachilot. But he can't stop watching them. Or get them dirty. Which, really, the Poskim said the only way to do that is by wearing gloves. If a person doesn't put gloves on, it's not possible. If a person wants to be Samech on this, which really is that you shouldn't, but I'll upon him, if for some reason you have to, then you should put gloves on. It's better for him to go ahead and wash again. That's only by, like I said, a negelvaser after the bathroom, something like that. Only which is not l'tzarech achila. If you're washing for to eat, for the rest of the day. It's only if you're doing something for now. You say, I want to keep my hands clean. This will be ola that works. But is he what? Oh, about it has to be something which is not what's it called? A chiyuv. I'm not sure. That I'm not sure about. One second. I'm not sure. Because it does say, I'm not sure what the Mechaber holds. To be honest, I don't know what the according to the Shulchan Aruch would be. I'm not sure. The thing, the place I think would be Nogea, which usually we say you shouldn't do it. The person says you shouldn't really do something on this. Place I think maybe would be, you could probably just, and you would use this to say if he's on a plane, and of course he gets up in the morning, he knows that he has to daven, and the bathroom's free right now, so he wants to go wash. And he knows the second he's going to daven, and then they're going to come around with the carts, and there's going to be whatever, and he wants to eat, and you're going to come around with the carts, so the time he gets to be able to get up to go to the bathroom again is going to be a long time. So maybe over there, a person could go ahead and get up and wash, go back to his seat, daven, as long as his hands are covered. He has to have some sort of glove. I don't know, whatever. I'm saying, Birayon, and then when they go, and then they can, if they bring around the food while he's davening, whatever, then he could just eat. But if the bathroom's open, you should wash again. And just give me a rayon of when this thing would be shayach.
When was he making an
answer? When? Right after. Yeah. If it's for going for the bathroom, I don't know. The truth is, he just uses the bathroom. It's not only for the Tila Shacharis. Right. You should do it. Yeah, you have to do it right then. Right, you have to do it right. Hopefully, you have to do it right then. If your kavana, right? Your kavana is the, yeah, because otherwise, it's a hefsek, right? Yeah. Beis misha omi besuda. This gar shenaga b'shok b'shok v'yarech. He remembered he scratched himself. Comes from chasim ba'adam shichik barash, or he scratched his head. Or anything like that, or whatever, he scratched a sweaty part of, sweaty part of his body. He has to go back and wash and say Natilas Yadayim. Now, one akdama is, first of all, that lechora to make, you should wash again, lechora to make Natilas Yadayim is, if you're pointing the suda, you're not having bread anymore, lechora, then, what's the point? Whatever. We're going to get into halachas a little bit later on about you should make a motzi again, because you'll probably end up, if the bread's around, you're going to end up taking it, so you should make. And dafka make a motzi, and dafka eat and have a seal sedai or whatever, but let's say that we'll get to in kufayin, whatever. That there's a discussion. Yeah, you make another motzi as well. It could be no. We'll see that those are different, slightly different dinim. The thing with washing the hands is that, so the place can bring down the arshi to hold that you don't have to. The place can bring down a pshara is that the person, is atzatzrachav, he really goes to the bathroom, or he really, he does something which is a big hesek, then in a chanami, then he needs to wash again with a bracha. If he just uses the bathroom for a minute, just katani, whatever, if he just scratches his head for a second, then he should wash without a bracha. Because there's a machlokus about whether you have to wash bechlal, machlokus a poiskin. But only if it's an actual big hefsek, something like that. So then they say that, you should, you went off to daven. Daven is a shayla, because if you go off to daven, you have to have your hands clean for davening, but it could be that awful pike coming back. Unless you focused on your hands the whole time. If you go out or you have an emergency or something like that, so therefore then you should come back and you should wash. That already is a machloket. That already is a sense of machloket grown marma about whether you have to wash in that bechal. That bechal doesn't make a bracha on that. Definitely not. Even if scratching your head, the mishabura says, you probably shouldn't have to make. You should wash. You don't have to make a bracha. So interesting is the magen avraham thinks interesting din that if a person's eating, he's chewing on a piece of bread and then he scratches himself. Magen avraham says he has to stop, and he can't continue eating till he washes. Which is I found it interesting to point out because like we said over the Michael, the point it seems to be in Tzilas Yadayim, the Tzilas Yadayim is for a Suda. It's nothing to do with touching the bread per se. Has to do with the fahid. It's food, the bread's in his mouth already. So the Maghram said, okay, the Chokim, the place you can say the Maghram is a big Chumrah. Al-Kopanim, the idea that you have to wash even though you're not touching, it's in your mouth already. Point is, you can't have a Suda without washing. That's where the Sakin, it's on bread, obviously, not anything, but you need to be able to go ahead and to have a Suda with the Tilas Yadayim. What's only goes to the bathroom, then wants to eat. So then he washes shtei pa'amim. He washes. He does one, then makes asher yatzar. Val shnia. Then he washes mine shneim. Varach tilas yadayim. After that, he tilas yadayim. He ain't a road to lito l'pamachas. He has enough water, whatever it is. La'achas shafach pamachas al yadav. The mishaf shev yivarech asher yotzer. Then say asher yotzer. Yachar kach b'shas nigov yivarech asher yotzer. Because the nigov is achilat of ntilas yadayim. Shiva points out. Achronim point out that if you use the revis b'chol yad, then since it was Torah after the first revis in each hand, say okay, we do my mishneim. You should make it ntilas yadayim because otherwise it's a hefsek. Shayotzer is a hefsek because your hands are taller. Only in a case where you have to dry your hands, it wasn't a revis, you use the first revis for ashayotzer or whatever, then the drying is part of the natila, so you can make a bracha then. But if you use the revis on each hand, so then you should say ntilas yadayim because that's the mitzvah right now, and then say ashayotzer afterwards.
Ashayotzer is not a hefsek between the natila yadayim and the lutz?
No.
It's not.
Yeah, but it's a chiyuv. Something you have to be done.
But it's not controlled.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to put. You're not supposed to. It's not. Listen. Okay, we're going to see the next sif, the next sif or two about this halachos. It's not. You're right. A person who made a bracha, made a set of shahakol to eat something, and decides to make an asher yotzer, he can't do that. But between the tadayim and the suda, he has the chiyuv of asher yotzer already. He can make. It's, you know, he should.
Don't you have a little bit more leeway with asher yotzer?
You do and you don't. I mean, you sort of do, but the chachila you don't. You just do it right then. You can't just delay because you want to.
The uniqueness again is what Gilman pointed out to Israel. Making the bracha on the natila itself. So because you're making the bracha on the natila itself, the rules of hefsek don't necessarily apply in the same category as they would in other areas.
All right, let's see if Sif Bey.
But the one thing that was mentioned here that threw me, you have to use a kli. Or washing your hands after going to the bathroom?
Yeah. But in general or for... In general, so that was discussed in... And Simon Dalit is mentioned. A lot of people are makbid. It's nowadays, you don't need kochgavra, Betson. You don't need kochgavra. A kli, it is brought down to use a kli. I mean, I know a lot of people are makpid. People are minigoyans to be makel. That's enough for ruach ra to just wash your hand. You don't need koach gavra. It's a good idea, and you see that people are, especially after sale, people are very makpid. But I've heard from different rabbanim and whatever. Right. Use a kli is a minute. Right. Use a kli is not ma'akif, put that way. Yeah. Okay. But they didn't have. But what did they have? They didn't have faucets. Right. They drew water and whatever. Fine. They in Rabbi Mesubim Besuda Hagadol Notel Yedav Tchila. If there's a lot of people sitting by the Suda, the Balbais, the Gadol washes his hands first. For Rashi, Ragalito Bachreina, he washed last. Shiloh Hafsik. He might Hafsik. Shiloh Daber. So you shouldn't come to Bimahi. Bimahi is going to have a problem sitting around and to speak. The Ma'is is the Machlokes. It seems to be Noig. However you want to be Noig. You know, like the first day in Shulchan Aruch or the Rosh, depending, you know, whatever. Kids washing is not a hefsek, even if it takes 10 hours. You know, it's not a hefsek. The question is, do you want to sit there, you know, whatever? I mean, person, you know, sitting there going nu. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could be you shouldn't do a chachila. You know, person washes and his wife runs around, you know, trying to get the kids to wash and this chases them down. Takes 20 minutes. Could be that it's kedai to go ahead and to help get the kids wash and then you wash. That could be his kedai for the sister bechavod. It really depends on the situation.
Ah,
so the question is okay. So let's see. We have a minute. Okay, so let's see. Kufsam Mechvav. Start a touch light. Kufsam Mechvav is Yesh Oimim She'en Tzarich Lizar Mila Hafsek Binatila La Motzi. Some say you don't have to. Don't worry about Hafsek. Doesn't make a difference. It's fine. Yesh Oimim She'en Tzarich Lizar. It's totally Zar. Lashon Chol is totally Zar. It's not the most chomer thing in the world. It's not a Hafsek. It's totally Zar. It's mentioned because it's Samach Lintila Achila. Just like Svach Gula Tfila, it's even less chomer than that. You should be Samichit, Masvichit. So totally Zar. Some Jews hold you don't have to worry about it, and some say, no, you taka can't be Mastic. However, obviously, for anything which is a Tzarech, you can speak out. You know, if you say, you know, obviously, if you want to mention the salt, fine, you could do that, or you could just say, okay, bring the salt. Or you could say it. You don't have to be a, you know, Balshita, bring the salt. My wife was once by someone who they were in the house and they're like, I guess, big, you know, Bali Shita. So they taught the whole time until they said, bring the salt. Hey, close the door. Hey, do like the whole time. It's butter. What? Okay, you don't have to, it's not the mini like that. So you don't have to do that. But it's better you do it then than between after Hamaytzi, I bring the salt. That's much more chomer because then that's a shot of real hefsek. This is a minig, or it's not. If a person accidentally speaks, there's a word. You don't have to go back and wash. If he starts schmoozing, and Moshe says definitely has to go back. If he starts schmoozing, yeah, then you have to wash. But you know, talking. But if you said a word, whoops, okay, you don't have to go back and wash. You can continue. Himshak vehilu chachof beizama mikre hefsek. The Rambam says, however, there is a certain amount of time that you have to try to get it done within. Now, obviously, if a person is, you know, washes and he has to walk 100 amas to where to sit down to where his food is, then that's not a hefsek, because that's a tzarech. So anything which is a tzarech is fine. But a person shouldn't wash in the kitchen and stand there and space out for, you know, for a minute before he sits and eats or start looking around. He should that's what goes to the Ramah, that could be a hefsek. But if something which is a tzarech, you realize you're missing the salt. Any of these things, the tzarech is right. Wait for the people to sit down. My yeshiva bachur always like, no, hefsek, you know, because the kids are, I'm just going to, just make a multi next time. They're just, you know, the kids are running around, and, you know, whatever. So, yeah, but akhupanim, it's not a hefsek. Okay, the Seder will start Kusam Zayin, which starts Hilchos Brachos, Be'ez Hashem next week, Kusam Zayin.